There's recently been a relatively small pilot unit built in India with technology developed in India by Carbon Clean Solutions. Their costs, I think, were coming out something like, my recollection is $30 a ton. And it was cheaper in India because it is cheaper to do things in India using indigenous solutions. I think the point there would be clearly electricity produced with carbon capture and storage is going to be more expensive than electricity produced without. But if you are actually going to get to a point eventually with net zero emissions, producing electricity from fossil without and just emitting the CO2 won't be an option. And then you would use carbon capture and storage if it was cheaper than whatever the alternatives were, which would be some form of renewables, and if you wanted to get a reliable supply, some form of backup to do that. But that's some way down the line, and I think that's understood. So from India's point of view, or any other country that's building new assets, if you think that you might actually, or there's even a remote chance that you would need CCS before those assets got to the end of their life, you've got one chance to put this extra space in without it costing you very much. Once you've built the plant, that's it. You know, you then locked into the boundary dam situation. You saw what they had to do. You maybe have to do worse. The real issue, boundary dam actually met the first criterion for capture readiness very well because it sits right on top of a saline formation, and they had to go for a very, very short distance for storage. If you build the plant in a place where you can't access storage, that's it. You're stuck. That asset will get whatever constraints it gets. And I agree, it's not immediate, and you have to look at immediate problems. But nonetheless, it's something that can be done without too much trouble.